It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School for tonight's Camden Conference boys basketball game. The Dawson Boys Blackjacks and the Mineota Vikings in a rematch. We've been waiting a long time for this rematch since the section tournament, Mitch.
Yep, everyone in Dawson's had this one marked on their calendars for a very long time, ever since that day when they lost in the section. So.
So Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty here in Mineota, and we just witnessed a fantastic JV game, didn't we?
Yeah, we had the B squad game here go into overtime. And Dawson Boyd ended up pulling it out in overtime, 51-46. So it was quite an exciting game.
Yeah, the Blackjack JV team, Keith Stratmon team came back in regulation, and Larson tied it up and was fouled and went to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when he tied it up with the free throw. Yeah.
Mineota, I believe, Dawson Boyd, I believe, made a free throw to cut it to three. Then they pressed after the free throw, and Ace Larson was able to get the steal and the bucket and the foul, and he was able to knock down the free throw to tie it at, I believe it was 45. Was when they tied
45-45, I think, yeah.
And then the game went into overtime after that, so it was quite an exciting game for B squad. Hopefully we get the same type of excitement here in the varsity game.
That's right. Yeah, that JV game was fun to watch, and the crowd was really into it. So the Blackjacks, what was that final score?
51-46, Dawson Boys.
They won in overtime. And C squad game, Mineota beat Dawson Boyd tonight 33-26. And so here we are, Dawson Boyd and Mineota in varsity action coming up here in about 10 minutes. And Mitch, you've done your homework as you always do, and so I'm just going to turn it over to you. Mitch is very good with the history of these two teams and where they're at this year, so I'm going to give it to you, Mitch.
So Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 14-3. Their losses came to the number one team in Class A, Cherry, 70-64. The number one team in Class 2A, Albany, 74-53. And then their third loss came to the number three team in Class B in South Dakota, Del Rapids St. Mary, by a score of 78-72. Their conference record is 10-0, and last season they went 16-0, and they currently are on a 40-game win streak in conference games.
40-game win streak?
40-game win streak.
In conference?
In conference games, yep.
Wow.
And then for their section record, they're 10-0. They went 16-1 last season. Of course, that one loss came to Mineota in the section tournament last year. So the last conference and section loss that occurred in the regular season for Dawson Boyd came versus RTR, that game being in Dawson, on January 10th of 2023.
I think I remember that one.
And then the Dawson Boyd comes in with an away record of 7-0, and all three of their losses this year were on neutral sites. So, they're 1-3 on neutral sites, so technically 8-3 away from Dawson Boyd. They were 11-2 on the road last season, so dating back to last season, they currently have a 10-game road winning streak going on, and their last road loss came February 2nd of last year at Castlewood, 49-46. And then
we were there for that one, right?
Yeah, we were there for that one, too. And then their last road conference loss came February 17th of 2022 at KMS, 62-55. They currently have won 23 straight road conference games, and that would be 22 straight if you're not including the conference championship game. They won their first one at RTR. And then their last road section loss came January 28th of 2022 at Lakeview, 67-48. So they've come in winning 24 straight section road games.
The Blackjacks,
yeah? Yep, Dawson Boyd has. They come in averaging 81 points per game on offense.
That's amazing.
That is really amazing once you start to think about it. So Dawson Boyd averages 81 points per game on offense. They give up 51 points per game on defense for a plus 30 point per game differential. All three of those categories, Dawson Boyd is number one in the Camden Conference. The Dawson Boyd comes in ranked number two in the state of Minnesota at Class A.
And they've been there ranked two most all the whole season, I think.
Yep, for all season, I believe. Yep. And they only trail Cherry, who's undefeated at 20-0 currently. So, and they currently are on a four-game win streak. They defeated YME, Canby, Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta, and Lakeview. They're coming off a 95-42 win versus Lakeview. And this is actually their fourth game this week. They had a game Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then again here tonight.
Wow, four games to Blackjacks. Got a lot of basketball in. And they put up 95 points again. That might have been the third or fourth time in the 90s. I know they hit 100 points against Lacapral Valley.
Yeah, and they also hit 100 versus RCW.
Yeah, they did, yep. Two times they've scored over 100 points.
And then Dawson Boyd is the back-to-back conference champions of the Camden Conference. They're looking for a three-peat. And last year, of course, they defeated Mineota in the conference championship 58-53 with that game being played at Dawson.
And it looks like TMB will be the South champion this year.
Yep, so it looks like Dawson Boyd has beat the TMB earlier this year. I believe that game was at Tracy earlier this year. So Dawson Boyd comes in 27-8 versus Mineota in the last 20 seasons. That's dating back to the 2004-2005 season. They're 10-4 in the last 10 seasons. They went 2-1 versus Mineota last season. They won in the regular season at Dawson. They won the conference championship at Dawson. And then they were upset in the section tournament last year, 61-57 in overtime. And the last time Dawson Boyd beat Mineota came during the 2022-23 season by a score of 65-19.
Wow.
So Dawson Boyd had a very good trip last time they were here. So
yeah.
Now for Mineota, they come in with an overall record of 7-9. Their conference record is 5-5. Last year they won the Camden Conference South. And section record, they're 5-8. And Mineota actually made it to the subsection championship for Section 3 Single A in Minnesota, losing to Central Minnesota Christian 72-60. Their home record is 4-3. They come in averaging 65 points per game on offense. They give up 66 points per game on defense for a minus 1 point per game differential. They started the season 3-6, but then they're 4-3 since that, so they're playing a little better than 500 basketball since then, so stepped up there. And then they're coming off an 84-71 win at McRae, and this will actually be their third game this week. I think they had a game Monday, Thursday, and obviously tonight.
Right.
They're 5-20 versus Dawson Boyd in the last 15 seasons, 2-5 against Dawson in the last 5 seasons, and then they, of course, have that win versus Dawson last season in the section tournament, 61-57 in overtime. Tonight, they're looking for their first win at home versus Dawson Boyd since the 2020-21 season where they won 75-70.
All right. Thank you, Mitchell. Yeah, it's going to be a great game here tonight. So always two athletic teams out there tonight. And I think you made a good point there, Mitchell. Dawson Boyd played four basketball games this week. They opened up in Canby with an 88-28 win on Monday night. Then they traveled to Morris and beat the Tigers 68-52. And then they had a home game last night, putting up 95 points over Lakeview, 95-42. So we'll see how the legs are tonight. And Mineota, as you mentioned, they played three games this week. Monday they were home against Lacapral Valley, a game you did.
Yep, they were playing at home versus Lacapral Valley on Monday. That yep. was me and Bart Hill on the call for that game. And that was a tight game. I believe his final score was 64-59 for Lacapara Valley.
Yeah, that was Monday night. The Vikings hosted Lacapara Valley. And then last night they were in McRae, and they won 84-71 over McRae. So here they are taking on the second-ranked team in the state of Minnesota in Class A, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineup tonight. First for the visiting Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the usual starting five, number zero, and my favorite number, Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar's a six-foot junior guard. Number three, Carson Stratmone, a six-foot guard, and Carson's a sophomore. Number five, Grayson Boyd, 6'8" senior. Number 10, Drew Yamlin. Drew's a 6'7" senior. And number 12, Jackson Hasted, a 6'3" sophomore guard. And the Blackjacks are coached by head coach Corey Larson, assisted by Keith Stratmone. And we've got Keith Stratmone and Dustin Yamlin. And Jason Boyk for that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Dawson Boyd. For the Minnesota Vikings, number two, we got Lincoln Jerzak, a 6'1" senior. Number 11, Lucas Rubinsky, a 6-foot senior guard. Number 21, Tate Peterson. Peterson's a 6-foot senior guard. Number 31, Leo Hennin, a 6'2" junior forward. And number 35, Hunter Carstensen. Hunter's a 6'4" post player and a junior. And the Vikings are head coaches Chad Johnson and assisted Mitchell Van Westen and Jared Josephson. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. We thank Tony for sponsoring the State Farm Insurance starting lineups all season long. Mitchell, what's the take of the games tonight?
So for Minnesota, I think the big key is going to be to maybe get Grayson to control Grayson Boyk and Drew Yamlin from dominating in the paint. We called their game versus RCW. They Dawson Boyd went for 70 points in the paint in that game. I think Tyson Arndt and Hunter Carstensen are going to have big defensive performances Yoda tonight. For Dawson Boyd, it's just going to be trying to stay out of foul trouble and really trying to take control of the game from inside out, working in the paint and doing what they do where they dominate it. When we've called their game so far this year, they've really taken control of the paint on the inside,
yep.
And then slowly began to work out, shooting three-pointers from the out, working from the inside out. And then if they were able to take control of the paint, they really just never gave it back. They just kept going back to it and back to it. They really like to put on a show in the fast break with Boyk and Yamlin and Liebel. Sometimes they like to get out and run, and they'll throw alley-oops. So it'll be really key for Minnesota to keep the fast breaks down.
Yep.
To a minimum, and to really make it a defensive game.
Okay. You got some other games in the Camden Conference tonight, Mitchell.
Yeah, so we got two other boys' games that I got on my phone anyway. Hancock is at Lacapara Valley in boys' basketball. And then our game tonight, Dawson Boyd at Minnesota. And then I have a score update here. Morris is hosting KMS in boys basketball tonight, and with 4 minutes left in the first half, Morris is up 36-26 over KMS. And now for girls basketball, the Lacapara Valley Eagles host Central Minnesota Christian. Central Minnesota Christian comes in 17-2. They're currently ranked to number 7 in the state of Minnesota. Dawson Boyd is hosting Ortonville in girls basketball, and Dawson Boyd is up 17-7 with 11 minutes left in the first half there. KMS is at McRae in girls basketball. KMS 20-0 on the season, McRae 13-5. TMB is hosting Lakeview. Minnesota is at YME tonight in girls basketball. and Canby is at RCW in girls basketball.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. Okay, I think that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We're going to take about a 3-4 minute break here as they play the national anthem and introduce the players. And then call a friend, text a friend, because this is going to be an exciting, dynamic boys basketball game here tonight between Dawson Boyd and Mineota. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Brian Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
All right, welcome back to Mineota High School. I hope you can hear me. The crowd's already loud, Mitchell.
Yep, they're excited for this one just as we are.
Yeah, we are. You know, I know last year in the section tournament in Montevideo, Mineota pulled off a big upset. And I bet you the Dawson Boyd players have marked this game down.
Yep.
That was a devastating loss for the Blackjacks.
That was a devastating loss. And they got everyone back from that team from last year, so I'm sure every one of them is ready for tonight.
All right, well, that was last year. This is this year. And it's always a fun rival game, no matter what sport it is, football, wrestling. We saw Team United wrestle Mineota here, was it this week?
Yeah, this week.
And Mineota wrestling team, they're actually undefeated. They beat Team United, but not by much. And so it's always a big rival when Mineota and Dawson Boyd play each other. They've had a rich history. It goes way back. Coach Corey Larson and Coach Chad Johnson shaking hands at midcourt right now. Those two have faced each other many, many times in their careers. All right, the Blackjacks and the Vikings. The fans are on their feet. And here we go. Coach Corey Larson has his team gathered around him. And the Mineota Vikings in their bright blue uniforms, yellow numbers, they're already on the court. They're ready to go. Good crowd on hand here tonight. I think most all Dawson citizens are here.
Yeah, a lot of Dawson fans made the about 45-minute trip down to Mineota. So it's nice to see the support for Dawson Boyd out here.
All right, here we go. Brayson Boyd jumping center with Hunter Carstensen. And here's the opening tip-off, and it goes to Yamlin, and we're underway here in Mineota tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. Blackjacks, first offensive possession here in the ballgame.
Mineota looks to be in a man-to-man defense.
Boyd goes to top of key to Halstead. Into Yamlin, Gunner, Liebel, jump shot. No good. Goes off the rim. Rebounded there by Lincoln Jerzak. And the Mineota students sitting down below us here, they're already making some noise.
Yep, the students are down to our right at the end of the stands here.
Ooh, Boyk just about stole the ball, and he was thinking slam dunk. Mineota got it back.
Dawson Boyd playing tough man-to-man defense.
Jerzak goes in, blocked by Halstead. Ball loose, picked up by Mineota. They keep the ball. Here's a three-pointer by Rabinski, and that's no good. It hits the rim, and it goes all the way out of bounds.
That was great defense there by Dawson Boyd. Nice job moving their feet. Got the shot clock down under 10, and Mineota forced up a three-point attempt that hit off the rim and went out of bounds.
No score yet. And here comes Gunner Liebel across midcourt. High post to Boyd. Yamlin for three. No. Ball goes out of bounds. Mineota basketball. Yamlin launched a long three there.
That went off the rim, and Leo Hennon did a nice job of boxing out for Mineota. The ball went off, I believe it was Hastid's hand for Dawson Boyd.
Kate Peterson, number 21. Left wing it goes. Now it goes to the top of the key to Carstensen, the post player. Not much height, really, for Mineota, but they're quick and strong. Here's a jump shot there by Lincoln Jerzak. No good. Rebounded by Stratmone. Here come the Blackjacks. Quickly up the floor to Yamlin. And Yamlin is going to underhand the ball to Halstead.
Yamlin thought Halstead stayed in the corner, but Halstead cut towards the basket. And when Yamlin went to underhand the pass to Halstead, he was expecting him to be in the corner, and he wasn't. So the ball went straight out of bounds.
Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. Still no score in the ball game. Peterson at midcourt dribbled the ball off his foot and got it back. Lucas Rubinsky, number 11, to Jerzak, number 2. Jerzak stopped his dribble. Man-to-man defense for the Blackjacks. Here's Peterson. Drops, nice pass down low, and the shot is partially blocked by Yamlin. And Rubinsky gets the ball inside the free throw line and scores.
Nice job by Rubinsky there, getting the offensive rebound and then making a nice mid-ranger for Mineota.
Yamlin, Hasted. Trap mode outside the three-point arc. Hasted, Yamlin dribbles to the left side. They go inside the point. Point turns, one-handed shot, in, good.
A nice hook shot there by Boyk in the paint to get the scoring going for Dawson.
And we are tied 2-2. Well, a traveling call on Mineota's Lincoln Jerzak down low. And that's a turnover by the Vikings, and the Blackjacks will get the ball back.
Dawson Boyd did a nice job of cutting Lincoln off in the when he went to drive to the basket, and he just dragged his pivot foot.
I thought this was going to be a high-scoring game, but the first few minutes, they know. And now Boyk tried to hit Yamlin down low, and it went off his hands out of bounds. Another turnover.
That pass was just out of the reach of Yamlin, and it ends up going out of bounds. And Mineota doing a great job on defense here in the first half.
Tied up 2-2, under 15 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Jerzak in deep in the corner. Now passes out to Peterson. Over to number 11, Rubinsky. Way out beyond the three-point arc. Jerzak drops it down low on the baseline. Bounce pass in the free throw line. Jump shot good by Leo Hennen. From the free throw line, Leo Hennen puts the Vikings back up on front. Boyk goes right to the basket. And a charge on Boyk.
Oh, great job by Tate Peterson, I believe, getting in position there and taking the charge for Mineota, and that will be the first foul on Grayson Boyk here in this game.
Who took that charge for
Mineota? I believe it was Tate Peterson, number 21.
So the Vikings lead 4-2, and they have the ball after Boyk is called for an offensive charge. Here's a long three-pointer by Rubinsky. That's no good. They're fighting for the rebound, and Boyk has it. Grayson up to Stratmon. Here's Yamlin. Drew kicks it out to Label for three. Good!
Nice job of spacing out by Dawson Boyd there off the rebound. Led to a wide-open three-pointer for Lebel.
And the Blackjacks take the lead for the first time here in the first half, 5-4. The crowd is ecstatic. They are loud. Mineota almost lost the ball. They get it back, and Jerzak tried to pass the ball down low to Carstensen. And a Blackjack kicked it out of bounds, and Coach Johnson calling a timeout. We'll take a quick commercial break. 5-4, Dawson Boyd. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Welcome back to Mineota High School. Paul Ramel, Mitch Silty here. The Blackjacks have a one-point lead, 5-4. We're just starting the game. 5-4, Dawson Boyd. Mineota with the ball down low. Carson missed the shot. Then it's blocked by Boyd. Carstensen gets it back. Tipped up. Gunnar Label has it. Fast break for Dawson Boyd. Here goes Label down. And he loses the ball out of bounds. It's Mineota basketball.
I believe that was Lincoln Jerzak who put a hand on it and batted it out of Gunner's hands. And when Gunner went to reach for it, he ended up poking it out of bounds. So great job on defense by Mineota to get back.
Coach Chad Johnson called a 30-second timeout there. We took a commercial break. And now it's like a track meet. It didn't start. The game didn't start out like that. Mignota with the possession. Carstensen looking underneath. Can't find anybody. Here's Peterson. Baseline forces up a shot. No good. Halstead with the rebound.
A great defense once again there by Dawson Boyd.
Lead for the Blackjacks, and they have the basketball as Gunnar Liebel brings it across midcourt. Hands it over to Boyd. Boyd drives in the paint. Kicks it out. No, he shoots it. Hits the front of the rim. Liebel with the rebound. Kicks it out to Yamlin for three. In and out. No good. Trotman gets the loose ball.
Dawson Boyd getting in position for some offensive rebounds here.
Stratmone has an opening, and he's going to, what happened there?
I got a foul, I believe, let's see, it was, Lucas Rabinski with the reach-in foul there, poked the ball away and ended up getting a part of the arm of Stratmone.
Liebel inbounds with the Stratmone, quick three-pointer, good! Carson Stratmone for three.
On that play, there was an inbounds play, and Stratmone just slowly walked over to the corner behind the three-point line, and Mignola just never went out and picked him up.
Vikings down by four. Quick jump shot there by number 31, Leo Hennin. He's got four of the 6 points. Look at Yamlin go to the basket. And the layup is no good, but Leo Hennin might have picked up a foul there. You know, the first 6 minutes of the game, very slow, very little scoring. And after that timeout by Coach Johnson, it's up and down the floor. Yamlin makes the free throw.
It's been going really fast, and when Bart and I called this called Mignota's game on Monday, Leo Hinn was also very efficient from the mid-range there, too. So he's picking up where he left off from Monday.
Drew Yamlin just banked both his free throws, and the Blackjacks have a 10-6 lead on the Mignota Vikings under 12 minutes to play in the first half. Lincoln Jerzak drives baseline. Kicks it away in the corner. Is a three-pointer by Leo Hennin. No good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Quick pass up to Bo Johnson, and the Vikings knock it out of bounds.
I believe that was Tate Peterson with the active hand there to poke the ball out of bounds.
Blackjacks will get the ball underneath their basket. Lobs it into Yamlin. Down to Boyk, and Boyk missed the shot with his left hand. Rebounded by Gunner, and Gunner scores right underneath the basket.
Dawson Boyd's doing a nice job of attacking the offensive glass here in this game.
12-6, Dawson Boyd. Vikings go into the basket there. That Jenkins Jerzak missed the layup. Quick pass, and Gunner is trying to hit Boyk, break into the basket, but a Viking got a hand on it.
Yeah, for the past couple possessions here, Mignola's been a little slow getting back on defense, leading to some fast break opportunities for Dawson Boyd.
Boy, the crowd is really into this one. Feels like a playoff game, doesn't it?
It does.
Gunner Liebel kicks it out to Yamlin. Yamlin for three again. Missed it. Boyk with the rebound. Boyk goes up with it and hits it off the glass. No good. And the Vikings get the rebound. Easton Johnson gets the board.
Great job positioning by Easton Johnson to get the rebound.
Oh, and the Vikings. Oh, good hustle there by Bo Johnson. What a play by the Blackjacks, Bo Johnson.
Yep, forced a jump ball, and possession will stay with Mignota.
Yeah, Bo got the ball and tied it up. But the Vikings will get the ball at midcourt. This feels like a section playoff game, that's for sure. 12-6, 6-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Mignota gets the ball at half court. Lincoln Jerzak dribbles to the top of the key. Looking, stops the dribble, looking for somebody to pass. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. They pass it to Johnson, and Johnson's pass goes through the hands of Carstensen. And Boyd, or Yamlin picks up. Drew going to the basket, and we're going to have a foul on Carstensen, I believe.
Yep, I believe they got a push on Hunter. Yamlin drove past him into the on the dribble drive.
Boy, the tempo has really picked up here. 10:28 to go in the first half. 12-6, Dawson Boyd. They inbound it underneath their own basket. Oh, wide open underneath Yamlin. Oh, he missed the basket.
That was a great play design by Dawson Boyd. Just couldn't convert on the layup.
Boyd to Yamlin. Here's Mignota with the ball. Deep three there by Dallagher. No good. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. Boyk is slowly walking the ball up the floor now. Crossover dribble. Brayson goes to the basket. He's fouled. And crash. He's into the backboard.
It was a nice aggressive drive there by Boyd getting fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. That foul was on Lucas. That'll be his second.
6-point lead for the Blackjacks. Paul Ramo, Mitch Stilty here in Minnesota tonight. Grayson Boyk at the free throw line, and he rattles the first one in. 3 points for Grayson. He'll get a second free throw.
Craig Stassen and Tate Peterson check in for Minnesota.
Second free throw here. Referee gives Grayson Boyk the basketball, and he really missed it. That was way in the cylinder and popped out. Here come the Vikings. They haven't scored for a while.
So I've been stuck on 6 points here for quite a bit.
Vikings with the ball. Here's a baseline jumper by Stassen. No good. Gets his rebound. Kicks it out. Here's Johnston for three. Easton Johnston hits a three-pointer deep in the corner.
That's a big bucket for Mineota.
Label for three. Gunner Label.
And a great answer by Gunner for Dawson Boyd.
Wow. That kind of cancels that out, doesn't it?
Yep, it'll keep it a seven-point game.
Label didn't even hesitate. He just pulled the trigger, nothing but net. 16-9. Johnston for three again. That missed badly. And rebounded there by Creed Stassen.
Dawson Boyd able to get a jump ball again, so they'll send possession back to Dawson Boyd.
Rubinsky's going to come out of the game. Back in is Lincoln Jerzak. 16-9, Blackjacks. Yamlin will bring the ball up the floor this time for the Blackjacks. Gets it to Halstead. Halstead to Bo Johnson, deep in the corner, in the Boyk. Boyk being guarded, double team, working his way to the basket, kicks it out to Johnson. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded there by Minnesota's Creed Stassen.
A great job of defense there by Minnesota.
Vikings top of the key. In the Tate Peterson. Here's Johnston. Here's a three-pointer by Lincoln Jerzak that missed over the rim. No good. And the Blackjacks go quickly up to 40 Yamlin. Vikings get back defensively. Here's Boyk for three. That won't fall. Halstead tried to save it and hit the backboard. He went out of bounds.
Yeah, went to throw it in, trying to get an offensive rebound. Ended up hitting the back of the basket and hit it being out of bounds. The possession will go back to Minnesota.
16-9 with 8:20 on the clock here in the first half. Vikings with the possession. Tate Peterson at the top of the key to Johnston. Johnston a quick three, and that's no good. Got a whistle. Someone pushed, going for the rebound. Who is it?
I think it was Creed Stass from Minnesota. Pushed in the back, and that'll send possession over to Dawson Boyd.
And I think we got substitutes. Coach Johnson is arguing with the ref right below us here. Carson Stratbone comes back into the game for Bo Johnson. Bo gets a nice hand from the Dawson Boyd crowd here tonight.
Yeah, those are very solid minutes for Bo Johnson there.
All right, here come the Blackjacks. Clock running. Coming up on 8 minutes to play in the first half. 16-9, Dawson Boyd. Liebel, top of the key, stops his dribble over to Stratmon, back to Gunner. Quick pass underneath the Boyd. Scores. Easy basket.
Nice job by Dawson getting Boyd free and set up in the paint. And he had good positioning, too, able to go right up over his defender for an easy basket.
9-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Tate Peterson drives the baseline, cut off nicely there by Liebel. Now Minnesota sets up their offense again. Easton Johnston inside to number 23, and Adam Gallagher, I think, was fouled by a Blackjack.
Well, we had a kickball violation on Dawson Boyd, so possession will stay with Minnesota.
18-9, Dawson Boyd leading Minnesota. Vikings inbound it, and what's the call there? That was away from the ball, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was on Creed Stassen for Minnesota, and I think he might have, either him and Boyd got tangled up.
Chad is really upset. Coach Johnson's irate.
I think Minnesota thought that.
He's going to get a T here. He's in the. Chad, the referee's telling him to sit down.
I think Minnesota thought that Boyd cooked Stassen's arm, and that's why he got tangled up there.
Gunner Liebel almost lost the ball at midcourt, but gets it back. Here's Halstead. Back to Gunner. Yamlin. Boyk at the top of the key. Brayson goes in the paint, puts up a fadeaway jumper. No good. Halstead with the rebound.
hit and put shot up. Yamlin with the board, and Yamlin fouls! And the basket is good by Drew Yamlin.
And Yamlin is able to get good positioning on the offensive glass there. Got a first offensive rebound, and the putback was missed, and then he was able to get the second offensive rebound, able to get his putback to go, and he was fouled for, now he goes to the line for and one opportunity.
20-9, and 21-9, Yamlin gets a three-point play out of it. 21-9 now. Dawson Boyd leading the Vikings. Easton Johnson, Coach Johnson's son, with the basketball. And Halstead knocked it out of bounds. Oh, wait, it was last touched by Mineota.
Yeah, I think the pass was just miscommunication and ended up going out of bounds off of Mineota last.
21-9, Black Jackson, they have the ball. 6:40 to go. Point for a long three-pointer. Won't go. Rebound by the Blackjacks. Yamlin kicks it out to Gunner. Gunner for three. Good! Gunner Lieber with his third three-pointer in the first half. 24-9 Blackjacks.
And I feel like that's about the fifth three-pointer made, the fourth or fifth three-pointer made.
Gunner just took the ball away from Leo Hennon, and the Blackjacks go down. Halstead fouled underneath the Blackjack basket. Gunner Liebel just stole the ball out of his hand.
Gunner just stole the ball, and he got out in transition right away. He got a two-on-one opportunity with him and Halstead against the Mineota defender and passed it off to Halstead, and he got fouled. Now he'll go to the free throw line.
Here's the sophomore at the line, Jackson Halstead. He missed his free throw. Kate Peterson comes back in the game for Mineota. Halstead will attempt his second free throw here. 24-9, Dawson Boyd. And Halstead missed both free throws. Ball's loose. It goes in a corner. It goes out of bounds. Who are they going to give it to?
I think they gave it to Dawson Boyd. I think Hunter Carstensen tried to save it for Mineota, and it just went out of bounds.
6:08 to play in the first half. 24-9, Blackjacks. Yamlin inbounds it to Gunner Liebel. Liebel crossover dribble in the paint, puts up a jump shot off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Carstensen.
Nice high rebound there by Hunter Carstensen. Nice job of high pointing that rebound.
And he was throwing elbows, and the Blackjacks fans didn't like that. Getting a little physical out there right now. Mineota with the possession. Here's a jump shot by number 11. Rubinsky won't go. Blackjacks quickly up the floor. Here's Point in the corner to Stratmone for three. Good! Carson Stratmone!
And Dawson Boyd's really done a nice job of finding ways to get wide open three-pointers here in this first half.
27-9. Down low to Johnson. He fouled. No, it just fell down.
It was blocked by it's either Boyk or Yamlin with the block there, and it went out of bounds. So stay Mineota possession.
Well, the Vikings have not scored over almost 4 minutes here. They get the ball in play. Now down low to Carstensen. Boyke guarding him, and then he throws the ball away. Fast break, Dawson Boyd. Gunner Lieber. Layup. Good! And Coach Johnson calls the timeout, and the Dawson Boyd fans come to their feet. Timeout on the floor with 5:06 to play. It's the Blackjacks 29. Mineota 9. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Drew Yamlin. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
We're back. Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty here. Timeout's over by Coach Chad Johnson. The Blackjacks have a 20-point lead with under 5 minutes to play in the first half, 29-9, Mitchell.
Yeah, and Dawson Boyd, I think, held Mineota 9 points for about 5 minutes now.
And they put up a shot. Tate Peterson missed the shot. Blackjacks
throw the ball all the way down the floor. Peterson got it, and he loses it, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to remain with the Blackjacks.
Nice aggressiveness by Gunnar Liebel to poke at that ball and ended up knocking it out of bounds off the Minnesota player after the turnover.
Dawson Boyd gets the ball from the referee underneath their basket. Quick pass into Boyd. He gets the ball loose, and it's stolen by Lucas Rubinsky. Rubinsky goes down low and tried to pass the ball to Dawson. Last touch by a Blackjack goes out of bounds.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd getting back on defense there. Minnesota had a pretty good fast break opportunity, and Dawson Boyd able to stop it.
Peterson lobs it in. Dangerous pass. Jerzak gets it. Minnesota. Blackjacks are being very aggressive on defense. Peterson with a jump shot, and that hits the sideboard, no good. Picked up by Yamlin. 29-9, Dawson Boyd. Yamlin down to Halstead, and he shoots and scores. Jackson Halstead with his first basket.
Halstead had his first one blocked, and he was able to stick with it, and he's able to get the easy bucket for Dawson Boyd.
31-9. Blackjack's creating a lot of space here. Here's a three-point shot from the top of the key by Stossen. No good. Hard off the glass. And Yamlin. Boyk. Boyk is going to go to the basket. Puts up a shot. Good. Brayson Boyk scores. 7 points for Brayson.
That's 14 points in the paint now for Dawson Boyd compared to just six for Minnesota.
33-9. Jump shot from the free throw line there by Rubinsky. Or Jerzak. No good. Yamlin, fast break, Halstead scores! And the Blackjacks are putting it on right now. And the Blackjacks can get up the floor fast.
Yeah, every time they get a rebound, they're looking up the floor to see if they can get out in fast break opportunities. And tonight they've had quite a few of them.
35-9. Blackjacks have held the Vikings to 9 points here with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Vikings with the ball. Here's Jerzak, goes to the basket, and we've got a reach-in foul by Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar's first foul there, maybe?
I believe so.
Johnston and Rubinsky come out for Minnesota. Halstead's going to come out for Dawson Boyd. Bo Johnson back in. They get it to Rubinsky, or Jerzak, excuse me. Now to Leo Hennin. Out at midcourt, being guarded by Boyd. Jerzak finds some space, puts up a quick jump shot. Yalman at the rebound. And now Stratmon will bring it up, and the Blackjacks will set up their offense. 2:40 to go before halftime. Yamlin in the paint. Drew underhands it to Stratmon at the free throw line. Now back up to Gunner. Gunner, Yamlin, baseline. Drew. In the paint, gets the ball knocked out of his head. Goes into Boyk, and Boyk's shot is no good. Underneath, and Jerzak tipped it. Now Boyk steals the ball, slams it in! Oh! And a monster slam dunk by Brayson Boyk.
And I think that slam dunk is a little bit of anger coming out of Brayson Boyk there. I think he thought he was fouled on the previous shot attempt.
Here's a quick shot there by Minnesota. Finally, they get off that 9 points they scored. That was Gallagher with a short jumper. Yamlin down low, and the scoring is coming fast and furious now. Yamlin just scored again. 39-11. Oh, and then a layup missed by Jerzak. Yamlin with the rebound.
If Jerzak put his shoulder down and bulldozed over the Dawson Boyd defender.
Yamlin for three! Good! Drew Yamlin from the way top of the key. Yamlin with a three-pointer.
That'll make the score 42-11.
Here's a long three-pointer that's way off the mark by Gallagher. It's 42-11. Stratmon goes in the paint, and he's fouled. Stopping the clock with 1:08 to play in the first half. Boy, when the Blackjacks score points, they score them in a hurry and a bunch. Don't they?
Yes, they do. They really like to get out in fast break.
Stratmon at the free throw line. Good. Carson has hit two three-pointers in the first half, and he just sank a free throw. He's got seven. He'll try for 8 points here with the second free throw. On its way, nothing but net for Carson Stratmon. Coming up on a minute left in the first half. 44-11. And the ball's tipped by Boyd, and it goes out of bounds. Mignotto will keep the ball.
Dawson Boyd's defense has been incredible here in the first half.
Mignotto inbounds it at midcourt. Dawson over to Jerzak. 50 seconds to play. Jerzak wanted to shoot a three-pointer. Bounces down low to Peterson. Here's a three-pointer by Leo Hennin. And the second three-pointer of the half for the Vikings, Leo Hennin.
Nice job by Mignotto moving the ball around that offensive possession, getting a wide-open three.
Stratmona with the ball on the baseline, kicks it out to Gunner. Wide-open Yaman, three-pointer for Drew off the back iron. No good, rebounded by Lincoln Jerzak with 20 seconds to play.
Shot clock's turned off here for Mignotto.
Jerzak scoops it over to the right wing to Leo Hennin. 10 seconds. Mignotto. Dawson. Down to Peterson. Peterson in the paint. And a jump ball. Nice play by Boyk.
Boyk able to get a hand on the ball, prevent a shot attempt, so it'll be a jump ball, and it'll stay with Mignotto with 5.2 left on the clock.
Peterson will inbound it with 5 seconds to go underneath the Viking basket. Gets it into Jerzak. Quick three-pointer. Partially blocked there. And a half-court shot, no good by Gunnar Liebel. And we're at halftime. 44-14 is your score. The Mignotto Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The Blackjacks lead 44-14. Before we go to break, your thoughts on that first half, Mitchell?
Well, it was all Dawson Boyd. Mignotto was competitive early on matching Dawson Boyd on the defensive side of things. Took a while for Dawson Boyd to get going, but once they did, they got going and never looked back. They were able to knock down open three-pointers. They were able to get out in transition. They out-rebounded Mignotto. They were able to shoot more free throws than Mignotto, and really it was just all Dawson Boyd after the first couple minutes here in the first half.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime reap again. Halftime score, the Blackjacks, 44. The Mignotto Vikings, 14. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mignotto, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
Well, what's happening? Come on into Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and look around for something beautiful for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. It's never too early to start shopping. Monica's has gift certificates, free gift wrapping, wonderful fashions, and new items added daily, and Monica will throw in a gift with your gift certificate. So shop small in awesome Dawson at Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Paul Ramo and Miss Silta here. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. 44-14. Boy, Mitch, once the Blackjacks got going, look out.
Yep, once they get going. Well, the toughest thing is when they get a rebound, you have to get back on defense almost immediately, because the second anyone on Dawson Board gets a rebound, about two or maybe even three players for Dawson Board are sprinting down to the other end of the court trying to get out in fast break opportunities, and they've been able to take advantage of that often here tonight.
I noticed a number of times when Drew Yamlin grabbed the rebound, before his feet hit the floor, he was always already looking down the floor.
Yeah, and
to summon the throw team.
It doesn't take long for him to do the outlet pass either. I mean, he gets it, and it's maybe 1 foot down on the court, and then he's already throwing the ball down for Lebo or Boyk or someone for Dawson Boyk to get a fast break going.
Yep, so let's go through some of the scoring here. Tonight, let's start out with Mineota. Just four players have scored. Easton Johnson hit a three-pointer. Lucas Rubinsky with a bucket. Adam Gallagher with 2 points. And Leo Hennin leads the Vikings in scoring with seven. Vikings hit two threes in the first half. For the Blackjacks, they have five players that have scored. Jackson Hasted with 4 points. Drew Yamlin with 10. Brayson Boyk with 9. Carson Stratmon with 8. And Gunnar Liebel leads the Blackjacks in scoring in the first half with 13 points. That's your scoring for the Blackjacks. What do you got, Mitchell?
So for rebounding, I have Dawson Boyd out-rebounding Mineota by a total of 25-14 here in the first half. Leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd are Drew Yamlin with 11 rebounds here already in the first half. Jackson Hasted has 6. And then for Mineota, their leading rebounders, Hunter Karstensen with 4, and then Creed Stassen and Lucas Rubinsky each have 3. In fast points in the paint, for Dawson Boyd had 20 in the first half. Mineota only held to 8 points in the paint. And then for free throws, Dawson Boyd was 6 of 9 for their free throw attempts. And then Mineota, I don't think they went to the line once there in the first half.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, and only 2 fouls on Dawson Boyd here in the first half, too.
Yeah, Mineota, they were stuck on 9 points. So, see, I got at 8:20, and not, they got their 9 point, and at 3:20, they scored. So that was, like, well over 5 minutes without scoring.
Yeah, and a lot of it is Dawson Boyd will put Boyk or Drew Yamlin in the middle of the paint on defense, and they just really deter the Mineota guards from trying to drive to the paint, because they're always there ready to provide help defense. And so Mineota having to settle for a lot of outside shots.
All right, let's go through some other scores here in the Camden Conference tonight. Just a few boys' games, but quite a few girls' games going on, Mitchell.
Yep, so for boys' game, the Lacapara Valley Eagles lead the Hancock Owls 41-32. That game was the last update at halftime. Our score tonight, 44-14, Dawson Boyd at the halftime. And then Morris area is up over KMS, 73-51, with 8 minutes left in the second half being the last. Then switching over to girls basketball, Central Minnesota Christian is up over Lacapara Valley, 41-15. That last update coming with 13 minutes left in the second half. Dawson Boyd has a lead over Ortonville at home. Dawson Boyd is up 48-31 with 11 minutes left in the second half of that game. And then a good one in McRae. KMS coming in undefeated at 20-0, has a 2-point lead over McRae, 30-28. That game was the last update at halftime. Lakeview is up 35-20 over TMB. That game is with the last update at halftime. Mineota is up 51-40 over YME with 10 minutes left in the second half there. And then Canby's up over RCW 37-14. That game with the latest update coming at halftime.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitch. And that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Shop Monica's, guys. Get a gift certificate, Valentine gift certificate at Monica's in Chestnut Street there. And she'll Monica-nize it for you. Does a fantastic job. All right, we'll turn it back to you in the studio for a couple minutes. We'll come back with the second half between the Blackjacks and the Vikings. The Blackjacks lead 44-14 at the half.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Liebel of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you listen to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs. Work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Opening up the second half, and attempt a three-pointer by Lucas Rabinski. It's no good. Blackjacks have the ball. They lead 44-14 as we're just starting the second half. Boy, nice pass down to Yamlin. Scores.
Great ball movement there by Dawson Boyd. Boyd drove into the lane, drawing Drew's defender away from him, and he's able to make a nice, easy pass to Drew for an easy bucket.
Here's Tate Peterson from the top of the key. Peterson dribbling the ball, being guarded tightly by Strathmore. Rabinski being guarded by Halstead. Rabinski tries baseline. Good defense by Jackson. Cuts him off. And now he throws the ball to the top of the key.
Both teams out in good man-to-man defense here.
Oh, Halstead might have a bloody nose. Halstead might have a bloody nose. They're going to call a timeout. Jackson walking off the floor. Did he get poked in the eye or did he got a nose?
No, I think I saw
bloody nose.
Bloody nose, I think. Yep.
Bloody
looks
nose.
Like it.
So Jackson's headed to the locker room here. They're looking for blood on the gym floor. He got hit.
And Bo Johnson checks in for Jackson Hesed while he deals with the bloody nose.
All right, we're going to resume play here. And Bo Johnson inbounds the pass to Gunnar Liebel. Liebel. Blackjacks lead 46-14. Just underway here in the second half here in Mineota tonight.
Mineota looks like they switched to a 2-3 zone.
Here's Johnson for three. Hit the rim, goes way up in the air, goes deep in the corner, and Lucas Rabinski chases it down for the Mineota Vikings. Here are the Vikings going to attack the rim, go down low. Carson's been blocked by Yamlin.
Great defensive play there by Yamlin.
Here's Drew. Back to Strathmore. Strathmore puts up a jump shot. That's no good. Blake trying to get the rebound. A little contact there going for the rebound.
I think they called that foul on Lincoln Jerzak of Mineota, number two.
So, go ahead.
Gunner Liebel to inbound it for Dawson Boyd.
Gets it into Yamlin, to Johnson, Bowles, to Gunner. Gunner drives baseline.
goes to the basket and scores. Four quick points in the paint for Dawson Boyd here to start the second half.
15 points for Gunnar Liebel. He leads the Blackjacks in scoring. Now the Vikings lose the ball. The Blackjacks pick it up. It's Boyd. Boyd. And he skipped away. Boyd hits the floor. No whistle. Mineota comes back the other way, and they throw the ball away.
A good defense there by Dawson Boyd. Get back. Oh, there is another steal.
Oh,
Peterson.
Tate goes in for the layup. He's fouled by Carson Stratmon. Tate Peterson with a great steal for the Vikings. Stratmon harassed him all the way down the floor.
Stratmon went up and challenged him at the rim and committed the foul. So now Tate Peterson will go to the free throw line for Mineola. I believe it's the first time anyone from Mineola has gone to the free throw line here tonight.
I believe you're right. Here's Peterson's free throw, and it's good. Tate Peterson gets on the scoreboard. I thought we were watching a football game here.
Yeah, we're going back and forth. Very physical here.
Bodies. Boyk went flying. Now the referee telling Brayson to tuck his jersey in. That's the free throw line. Brayson with a little smile on his face. And he pulls it back out. Second free throw by Tate Peterson. Good. So Peterson sinks both his free throws. And here's the Blackjacks, leading 48-16. Bo Johnson, Yamlin in the corner, three-point, in and out, no good. Rebounded, Boyk puts it up and in.
Nice job by Boyk, getting in position for another offensive rebound for Dawson Boyd, able to finish at the rim.
Jerzak, at the top of the key. Now to Rubinsky. Jerzak, wide open for a three, and he hits. Nobody was guarding him there. Easy three-point shot by Rubinsky.
Gunnar Liebel tried to sling a pass to Yamlin and hit off a Mineota defender and went out of bounds, so Dawson Boyd will keep it.
Blackjacks have hit the 50 mark. They lead 50 to 19. 15 minutes to play in the game. They average, how much do they average?
81.
81 points?
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Liebel will get the ball from the referee. Look at the inbound underneath their basket. Having some trouble. And now he lobs it into Yamlin. Yamlin, a quick shot. And it rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Rubinsky. Lucas being guarded by Boyk. Into Peterson in the paint. Drops it on the baseline to Carstensen. Carstensen looking for somebody to pass to. Back to Rubinsky. Or Jerzak. Here's Peterson, fadeaway jumper. He's fouled by Bo Johnson.
That'll send Tate Peterson to the line again for Dawson Boyd after he went 2-for-2 his first time.
Tate Peterson at the line. Trying to make it 20 points for the Vikings, and he makes it. 3 points for Tate Peterson, all from the free throw line. And he'll get a second free throw here. 50-20, 30-point lead. Second free throw is good. 4 points for Peterson. 14-23 to play. 50-21, Dawson Boyd. Boyd from the free throw line goes hard to the basket. And he is fouled by Carstensen. And Brayson will head to the line and shoot two for the Vikings.
Boyk went 1-for-2 on his first trip to the free throw line.
Brayson Boyk with 11 points in the game. Major slam dunk in the first half. Missed his free throw, his first one. I think Brayson has at least one slam dunk every game, huh?
Yeah, I would think so with the amount of times that Dawson Boyd gets out in fast break.
Second free throw coming by Brayson Boyk, and it's good. Gives him 12, and it's 51-21. Blackjacks. Jerzak, crossover dribble, passing it out. Here's a three-pointer by Rubinsky that missed every. Peterson with the rebound, putback, that missed, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong with the Blackjacks.
Gunnar Liebel will bring it up the floor for Dawson Boyd.
Gunnar being guarded by Rubinsky. Now to Bo Johnson. Here's Stratmon for three. I think he traveled, and he did. Took an extra step there before he put it up.
Lincoln Jerzak brings it up the floor for Mineota.
And he goes, stops, goes into the paint, puts up a fadeaway jumper, no good. Missed everything, went out of bounds, and it'll be Blackjack basketball. C-Squad tonight, Mineota beat Dawson Boyd 33-26, and what a JV game we had. It went to overtime, and the Blackjacks won 51-46 in overtime. Liebel goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Gunner Liebel with 17.
This is the eight points in the paint for Dawson Boyd here in the second half.
Haven't seen Rubinsky threw the ball out of bounds, Blackjack ball. Haven't seen Hassett come back out of the locker room yet, or is he on the bench? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, he's on the bench.
Okay. He had a bloody nose, had to take himself out of the game. He's okay. He's back on the bench.
Kate Solom just in for the first time here for Dawson Boyd, number two.
53-21. They go down low to Boyk, uses his left hand, and makes the basket. 14 for Boyk, and Coach Chad Johnson calls a timeout. Blackjack fans come to their feet with 12:56 to play in the ballgame. It's Dawson Boyd, 55, Mineota, 21. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more basketball from Mineota High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
55-21. Dawson Boyd leading with 12:56 to play. Timeouts over by Coach Chad Johnson. Mitch, not at a fast pace like we had in the first half.
Nope, Dawson Boyd's really slowed it down here.
Oh, that was Mineota's Easton Johnson with a second three-pointer for the Vikings. Three-pointer by Easton Johnson. And it's 55-24. Solem to Yamlin, kicks it to Gunner. Gunner for three, hit the front of the rim, rebounded, tipped up and in by Boyk. And Boyk wanted a foul call, didn't get it.
Dawson Boyd's outscored Mineota 12-0 in points in the paint here in the second half.
Jerzak in the paint, left-handed shot, no good. Johnson with the rebound, and behind him, and he lays it up and in.
A great reverse layup there by Easton Johnson.
I don't even know if he was looking at the basket when he shot that. 57-26, Boyk trying to go to the basket, loses the ball. And a foul on Boyk.
They called a charge.
Oh,
charge taken by Tate Peterson of Mineota.
Is that his second charge of the game?
I think so. Second foul on Boyk. Adam Gallagher checks in for Tate Peterson for Mineota.
57-26, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks. Here's Mineota with the ball. Johnson with another three. That's hard off the glass. Rebounded there by Boyk. He pushes it up to Liebel. Liebel goes quickly to the basket. Kicks it out to Yamlin. Yamlin shoots and scores.
Great passing there by Gunnar Liebel.
14 for Drew Yamlin. Three players in double figures for Dawson Boyd. Jerzak in the paint, and a block by Yamlin. Here's Boyk. Grayson's off and running. Grayson Boyk, slam dunk. No, he's fouled. Oh, and another charge called on Grayson Boyk. I think that was Easton Johnson. Easton Johnson there took the charge hard from Boyd. What are they going to call here?
No, they called a charge on Boyd. That's his third one.
We got both fan bases are on their feet. Everyone's yelling at somebody.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd fans were not happy about that foul call.
Oh, Bo Johnson got run into hard, and he's hurt. Bo Johnson goes down. He collided with a Viking, and Coach Chad Johnson runs out on the floor. Bo Johnson went down. And Bo is on his back. Coach Corey Larson comes over. And the trainers come over.
I think Bo took a pretty good shot to the head there. I took a tough screen from Mineota. I think it was Kyson Arndt who set the screen for Mineota there. And Bo, I don't think anyone warned Bo about the screen coming, and he took a pretty good shot there.
He's talking to the trainers, and he's moving his arms and hands, so that's good. So Coach Johnson, he said it happened actually right in front of Coach Johnson on the bench, and Coach Johnson jumped up and told the ref to stop the game, and that was a big-time collision there. Now he's getting up. This is good news. Trainer is out there for Mineota, making sure, you know, head concussions the way it is now, you got to be careful.
Yep, and on a screen like that, you can get whiplash pretty good, too. So,
Bo's got he's sitting down, still sitting on the floor. But he was laying on his back there, and now he's going to be helped up by Coach Corey Larson and the trainer. Ooh. And he's going to be okay. Trainer's going to take him to the locker room. Not sure what the concussion protocol is in high school basketball, but all right. Back to basketball. Blackjack with the possession and the lead, 59-28. Yamlin for three. Switch. Wow.
What a great shot by Drew Yamlin there.
62-28. Blackjacks. Here's a three-pointer by Gallagher. That won't go. Big rebound by Boyk, and he throws it up to Stratmore all the way down the floor. Back to Yamlin for another three, and I think Drew is fouled shooting that three-pointer. It didn't go in.
He'll go to the line for three free throws here. Fouls on number 23, Adam Gallagher for Mineota. Drew three for three so far at the line tonight.
Free throw is good by Yamlin. He'll get two more, right?
Yep, two more.
On its way. He makes it look easy. You can tell he practices. Oh, look, good news here. Hastitz coming back in after getting a bloody nose. And Jackson Hastitz comes in for Solem. Kate Solem out. Yeah, Jackson had a major bloody nose there. Third free throw, good. And that was 20 points for Drew Yamlin. He's pretty good at the free throw line tonight, isn't he?
Yep, he's 6 for 6 at the free throw line.
6 for 6 for Yamlin. And he comes out of the game to get a breather. 65-28. Jerzak at top of the key, lobs it down low, tipped away. And now a shot put up, no good. Boyk with the rebound. Boyk looking up the floor to Gunner. Gunner will launch a three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebounded.
Gunner Olsen.
Gunner Olsen. Out to Boyk. Boyk for three! 19 points for Boyk. Boy, they moved the ball around well, didn't
yep,
they?
Yep, they got a great job. Great job. Gunner Olsen got called in to play some minutes for Dawson Boyd here due to the injury to Bo Johnson and Jackson Hastad being banged up. And came in, got a big offensive rebound for Dawson Boyd.
Here's Johnston, Easton, being guarded tightly there by Gunner, Liebel. And now the Mineota almost lost ball. Here's Johnston for three. No good. Hits the back iron, rebounded. Ball's loose, and it's safe. And a backhand pass to Johnston. He
he shoots. He's fouled by Lebo. Did you see that behind the back?
That was a great pass there.
Well, he was trying to save it from going out of bounds, I think. Wasn't it? That was 23 for Mineota.
Adam Gallagher?
Yeah, he's trying to save the ball from going out of bounds and landed in the Easton Johnson's hand. Underneath the basket, and Johnson's free throw is good, giving him 9 points. Easton Johnson will shoot the second free throw here. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Boyd. Over to Gunner. Liebel quickly up the floor to Stratmon. Back to Gunner. Gunner Liebel drives to the basket. One-handed floater, no good. And last touch there by Gunner Olsen. Now we're going to get some substitutes coming in. Tristan Schuster comes in for Mineota. Zerzak coming out. So here's Schuster bringing the ball up the floor, all the way across court. Boyd guarding number 11. That's Rubinsky. Inside the number 41. That's Tyson Arndt. Outstanding football player for the Vikings. Arndt, baseline shot, no good. He shot it over the rim. Rebounded by Boyd. 8 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Boyd, quick jump shot, tried to bank it in, no good. Follows his own rebound for Schultz, and he's fouled by Tyson Arndt.
Great job by Boyd following his own shot, missed shot there, and getting the offensive rebound.
68-29, Dawson Boyd leading the Mineota Vikings. And it looks like running time now, Mitch. Free throw's good.
No, missed free throw right there.
It's got to be running time. Clock has not stopped. 35 points or more, right?
I think so.
Second free throw up and good by Boyd. That gives Boyd 20. Yamlin with 20. Gunner with 17. 69-29. And we got a foul in the paint as Mineota's Adam Gallagher was driving to the basket.
He'll get two shots.
Who picked up the foul there?
I believe they called it on Stratmon, was it?
There's the free throw, and it's no good by Adam Gallagher. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Looks like the clock is not going to stop. Arndt comes out of the game. Carstensen back in. Second free throw here by Adam Gallagher, and it's good. 3 points for Gallagher. Tate Peterson back in for the Mineota Vikings. 7-10 and counting. Left in this ball game here in Mineota. Paul Ramo, Mitch Silty, Halstead with the ball. And Halstead tried to throw it. And Boyk saves it from going out of bounds. Stratmon goes to the basket. Shot is short. Mineota with the ball. Here comes the Vikings. Lucas Rubinsky. He's going to take it all the way to the basket. Missed the layup. And Gunner Olsen grabs the rebound. There's Boyd. Down to Stratmon. Stratmon from the free throw line. A jump shot by Carson, and he scores. And 10 points for Stratmon. What happened?
Well, a technical foul called on Stratmon, I believe, for Dawson Boyd.
What?
I think he might have taunted on his way down the floor.
Oh. Not sure what he did. Didn't look.
I really don't know what.
Well, it's a technical foul. So that puts Tate Peterson to the line to shoot technical foul. Everybody else is at half court, and Stratmore's going to come out of the game. Not sure what that was all about. But anyway, Tate Peterson will get a second free throw. Shooting his technical fouls here. And it's short, way short. And the Vikings will keep possession with the technical foul. Clock has not stopped. It continues to run. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Tristan Schuster with the basketball. Out at midcourt, Schuster tried to pass it inside. Does get it to Rubinsky. He puts up a quick shot. no good. Rebounded by the Gunnar Olsen. Gunnar Olsen up to Halstead. Halstead down the floor quickly, and he kind of lost the ball, and Rubinsky gets the ball back.
Strong rebound there by Hunter Carstensen of Mineota.
Rubinsky with the ball. Boy, there's a lot of physical contact out there now. And they go inside. Here's Tate Peterson. Going to put up a shot, and it hits the rim. No good. Goes in the corner. And Mineota's Creed Dawson trying to save it from going out of bounds. Flint. And it'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. 71-30 is your score. Blackjacks leading. And there's 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Boyd still in the game. Kicks it out to Halstead. Kicks it in the corner to Gunnar Liebel for three. No good. Rebounded by Boyk. Boyk gets the ball. Double team, triple team. Muscles his way. And we have an offensive foul called on Boyk. And that might be his fifth foul.
Nope, that's just his fourth. The ref said he pushed off from the paint. Surrounded by about three Mineota defenders.
Boyk's coming out of the game. He's not happy. Called an offensive foul on Boyk, and Boyk is not happy. Coach Corey Larson trying to calm him down on the bench. So here are the Vikings with the possession. They're down 71-30. Here's Rubinsky for three. From the baseline, no good. Carstensen with the rebound. He's hammered. Hammered hard there by Gunnar Olsen and Jackson Haston. One of them is going to pick up a foul.
Gunnar Olsen, I believe.
And that'll put number 35, Hunter Carstensen, to the... And as he's at the line, the clock will continue to run. 71-30, Blackjacks. Carstensen's free throw is good. That's Carstensen's first points of the game. Now Coach Larson taking out Gunnar Liebel, Halstead.
The bench units of both teams starting to make their way out here now.
Ace Larson comes in along with Colton Boffin. And Gunner and Halstead get a nice hand from the guard. Large Dawson Boyd following here tonight. Free throws missed, but the Vikings keep the ball. They kick it down in the corner. In the Carstensen in the paint. Carstensen puts the shot up. He scores. And he's fouled.
He'll go back to the free throw line.
71-31. 2:20 to play. Once again, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And we'll also name an Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. Free throws good by Carstensen. And Blackjacks will get the basketball. Gunnar Olsen will get the ball from the referee. He'll look to inbound it with 2 minutes to play. 2 minutes to play right now. Blackjacks will pick up another win. But how many conference wins did you say in the Subway pregame show?
They won 40 straight.
Oh, look at Gunner! Gunner Olsen! Oh, Gunner muscled his way to the basket and scored.
Great job of using his beat by Gunner Olsen, creating space, able to get a point in the paint for Dawson Boyd.
Oh, Ace Larson steals the ball! Gives it over to Gunner, and Ace will bring the ball up the floor. Kicks it in the corner to Colton Boffin, and he Vikings grabbed the ball and then stepped out of bounds. 73-34. Kate Solem comes out of the game, gets a nice hand from the Dawson Boyd crowd. Ace Larson inbounds the ball. They go into Gunner. Olsen shot, missed it, tips it out, and I think Gunner's going to be called with a foul.
Yeah, over the back foul there.
1 minute. 1 minute and counting. And the Blackjacks are playing well right now, actually. Heading into section play in a couple of weeks. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Mineota with the ball. Ace Larson about stole the ball there. Quick hands there by Larson. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. And the Blackjacks will pick it up with 30 seconds to go.
Shot clock's turned off. Expecting Dawson just to hold the ball here.
So Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks with 19 seconds to go. And holding the ball there is Colton Dawson at midcourt, just dribbling the ball, and that will be your final score, 73-34. The Blackjacks pick up their 15th win of the season. We'll take a couple-minute break, or more than a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Hi, I'm Brayson Boyk of the Dawson Boyd boys basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season, great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 73. The Minnesota Vikings, 34. And what was the halftime score, Mitch?
44-14.
Yeah. So, big win there for the Blackjacks. You know, the first 5 minutes of the game, Mitch, it was back and forth. It was tightly contested. And, well, when the Blackjacks decided to run, holy cow.
Yep, they were able to get rebounds and get out in transition, and that really helped them to pull away here.
Yep. Let's go through the scoring here quick. For Minnesota, Easton Johnson hit a couple threes. He had 9 points. I think that he led the Vikings in scoring with 9. Lucas Rubinsky with 5. Tate Peterson with 4. All free throws for Peterson. Adam Gallagher with 3. Leo Hennon with 7. Hunter Carstensen with 4. And for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, we've got Gunnar Liebel with 17.
Carson Stratmon with 10. Grayson Boyk with 20. Jackson Hasted with 4. Gunnar Olsen with 2. And Drew Yamlin. Drew was perfect from the free throw line, Mitch, you said, huh?
Yep, he was the perfect 6 for 6.
And he ended up with 20 points. And he is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. And he joins us in the Neon Needles post-game show. Drew, congratulations. Turn him up there.
Where are we going?
We've got to get your mic on here. Can you hear us? We're having a little technical difficulties here right now. And Mitch, got it going there?
Yep, should be plugged in.
Here. I can't hear you.
Nope, I don't.
All right. Let's see. What do we got here? Why don't you go rebounds there?
So for rebounds, I had Dawson Boyd out rebound Mineota by a total of 42-23.
Yep. All right. Go ahead,
leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd were Drew Yamlin at 13, Grayson Boyk at 11. For Mineota, the leading rebounders Hunter Carstensen with 6, Lucas Rubinsky with 5. And for free throws, Dawson Boyd as a team, I got him going 11 for 16 at the free throw line, 69%, and Mineota 8 for 13 at the line, 62%. And then for points in the paint, Dawson Boyd outscored Mineota 36-14 for the game.
All right, and our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game is Drew Yamlin of the Blackjacks with 20 points. Drew, you're perfect from the free throw line.
Yep.
You practice your free throws?
All the time.
All the time. It showed tonight.
Yep.
You know, that free throws will win you games, right?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to bring this up from last year in Mineota in the section finals. You know what happened there?
Yep.
Has that always been in your mind, can't wait to play Mineota next or not?
I'd say a little bit. I mean, we had it in the back of our minds coming into the game, but, I mean, we just go and prepare for every single game and do our thing.
All right. Talk about the game tonight. In the first 5 minutes of the game, it was pretty contested back and forth. Kind of a slow start, wasn't it?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit. We didn't pass the ball the greatest and didn't catch the ball the greatest there to start the first half, and some bad turnovers right away. But then we got in a little bit of a groove. I think we were a little excited at the beginning of the game, and we got in a little bit of a groove and did a lot better after that.
So, Drew, I got you with 13 rebounds, Brayson with 11 rebounds, total of 24 for a team total for Mineota. I only got them for 23. What do you and Boyk do so well in terms of rebounding offensively and defensively that lets you two get to double-digit rebounds every game?
Just getting in position. I mean, there's always, if you're on the left side, the ball more likely misses on the right side, so you got to get on that side to go get the boards. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt that we're probably taller than most people.
Yeah, a little bit. So what are you? His program's 6'7". You're taller than 6'7", maybe?
I have no idea.
Yeah. And they got Brayson at 6'8". So
yep.
You both the same if you stand side by side?
Yeah, he's probably a little taller.
Okay. All right. Yeah, great job from the free throw line. Great game tonight. What's that, your 15th win? And going into section play, you want to be playing well, right? What
yep.
do you think? Are you playing well?
We're playing well. We had a good week this week and went 4-0 this week, so hopefully we keep that going.
Yeah, keep it going. You've had 4 games this week, right?
Yep.
Lake's tired tonight, or you need a break?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a lot of basketball, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Could you hear the crowd, the Dawson Boyd crowd tonight?
Yeah, it was exciting. It was fun to get to hear everyone on their feet and stuff. So.
Yeah, okay. Any more questions for him there, Mitch? Or?
Drew, 4 points in the paint, you really outdid Mineota 36-14. What are you guys really started a little bit slow, but then towards a few minutes into the first half, you really got out and started running a lot, getting fast break opportunities. How are you guys able to get points in the paint so well?
We like to look at matchups and see who's got the best matchup, and we thought Grayson had the best matchup for the paint, so we tried feeding him down there tonight.
All right. Well, our Egg Plus cooperative play of the game, Mitch?
Well, Grayson's dunk in the first half.
We're waiting for you to slam one like that. Did you guys compete against who can get the more slam dunk?
Oh, it's definitely him.
Definitely him?
Yeah.
Well, you can slam.
I try.
You try, okay. Well, congratulations. Appreciate that, Drew, for coming up and visiting with us. Just hang around here. We'll take a picture, okay?
All right.
As Mitch says, the other games there.
There we go. So, in boys basketball, Lacropaw Valley was able to knock off Hancock by a score of 76-68 tonight. Our final here, Dawson Boyd 73, Mineota 34. And in Morris area, Chicago Alberto was able to knock off KMS by a final score of 82-63.
Then for girls basketball, Central Minnesota Christian defeated Lacroix Valley 70-32. Dawson Boyd able to pick up a win over Ortonville tonight by a final score of 72-50. And then the shocker at McRae. McRae ends up not handing KMS their first loss of the season with a final score of 65-53. At KMS's first loss, they fall to 20-1, and McRae picks up a win. I believe they go to 14-5. Lakeview defeated TMB 66-44. Mineota picked up a win in girls basketball tonight against YME by a final score of 71-56. And TMB defeated RCW, final score 66-42.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. And, yeah, so Drew Yamlin, our Neonito Subway player of the game, with 20 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And he's our Neonito Subway player of the game and our A-plus cooperative player of the game, Grayson Boyd, slam dunk, monster slam dunk in the first half. All right, that wraps it up here then, Mitch.
Yeah, I think that'll do it for us out here.
What's our next broadcast, by the way?
I believe we're in Lacroix Valley on Thursday night next week for Dawson Boyd at Lacroix Valley in girls basketball.
That'll be a big one for section play, too.
Yep,
huh?
For section play, that'll be a big game. Lacroix Valley was able to pick up a road win against Dawson Boyd earlier in the season, so we'll see what happens when they two meet in Lacroix on Thursday.
And then a week from today, Dick Newman and Danny Lee will have our Team United Wrestling from Lacroix Valley. I believe it's a dual meet with Tamby next Friday. And then next, not tomorrow, but the following Saturday, I believe it's February 8th, Section Dance in Mineota, or Montevideo, excuse me, Section Dance in Montevideo. Always one of my favorite events to cover. And we'll be there covering that in two Saturdays from now. So, all right, thanks, Mitch, for helping out tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we even had some nachos.
Yeah,
what did we have? Nachos?
I think they were nachos, yeah.
So. Meat on it. They could serve great nachos with meat here.
Yep, a great concession stand out here at Mineota.
That's right. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Once again, your final score, the Blackjacks win it 73-34. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.